This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:01, down 5 1/4 on the open. March 8:10, down 6 1/2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 7:75, down 3 1/2 on the open. March 7:94, down 5 1/2. July 6:65, down 5 on the open. December corn opened at 3:73, down 4 on the open. March 3:90, down 4 1/2. May $4.50, down 3 1/2. July 4:09, down 5 1/2. September 4:16 1/2, down 2 3/4. December 4:22, down 3 1/2. March of 2009 4:29, down 3 3/4 on the open. November soybeans open at 9:94, down 7 3/4 on the open. January 10:09, down 7 3/4. March 10:24, down 7. May 10:26 1/2, down 8 3/4. July 10:33, down 3. September 10:91, make that 9:91, excuse me, down 4. And November of next year, 9:63, down 5 1/2 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 271.50, down 2.50 on the open. January 273.80, down 2.10. December soybean oil opened at 42.45, down 19 on the open. January 42.90, down 23. At the Merck, December live cattle open at 94.72 1/2, unchanged on the open. November feeders 108.15, down 20. December lean hogs 52.30, down 12 1/2. February bellies 86 even, up 130 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Off of that softer tone in the soybean pit, we've come back, have traded both sides, now down, 1 3/4 in the lead option contract, and take it out to next November, down 2 1/2. We've traded up and down fractionally. Are we reaching an equilibrium, so to speak, for this week in the soybean market?
Well, but judging by last week's price action, when it's all said and done, we were about neutral. But I imagine we're going to have some ups and downs ahead of Friday's USDA report. But no, we started weaker on lower crude oil values, lower stock values. Also, too, we're seeing some favorable weather in the southern hemisphere, but that lower weakness was offset by the ideas we could be up tomorrow. So there was quite a bit of buying interest on the open, on the lower open here. So we'll monitor the trade as we go on here and see if we can't move back above unchanged here as the day wears on. But the overall theme is probably consolidation. We're seeing a situation where we're seeing fairly good demand develop on the breaks. And as we approach the old highs, we sort of run out of buying enthusiasm and see active selling take place. So I imagine we'll probably see more of what we saw last week there, especially in the beans.
Yeah, does the double top in the January chart troublesome?
Well, technically you got to view that as some fairly hefty resistance areas. The momentum indicators, we got some trend divergences taking place. So technically speaking, you got to view the trend as worrisome that we could probably drift lower here over time. You know, just need some fundamental news to back that up and give trade confidence to break the market.
Turn our attention to the outside markets in relation to the beans. Crude oil trading down $1.68 on my chart at the moment in the December contract. Is there a point, do you think, that when beans will decouple from the crude oil price and we'll focus a little bit more on the fundamentals over the next 2 to 3 weeks?
Well, probably towards the end of the week in here, beans could probably do their own thing after the report, but the market's sort of looking for something to follow. Some of these studies projected here over the near term that the market's been following crude oil for the last few months about 93% of the time. So not every day it's going to follow suit, but when you look at the energy market as a main inflationary concern, also too with Malaysia palm oil moving with the energy sector, it's definitely going to pull the bean sector with it as we see these market gyrations take place.
Are you going to see $100 crude oil this year?
Might as well. I mean, we're fairly close. You know, we've got up over $96 a barrel. I'd say you're almost close enough. There's some indications of $150 crude oil. I've seen projections as high as $300 crude oil. So there's a lot of numbers floating out there. But between now and year end, $100 crude oil is going to be a good conversational piece.
Turn your attention then to the corn, your analysis there.
Well, sold 120,000 tons of corn to Egypt. Demand is out there. We're going to look for the export inspections report to probably show anywhere from 36 to 43 million bushels being shipped out. Harvest is fairly well wrapped up. We've seen basis jump tremendously in some locations here as the seasonal factor kicks in here as producers are going to be tight holders here for the next 30 to 45 days. But overall, when you look at the big picture here, we've got a lot of corn to move here this winter, and the anxiety will continue to focus on acres. We've got some room to give up a few corn acres, but when you look at the big demand base, you can't afford to lose more than 3 to 4 million corn acres. On the flip side, though, the function of the bean market is to buy acres. We have to have an additional 4 million bean acres in order to keep the demand supply-demand balance sheet from going negative next year. So acres will be the big thing. As far as this report on Friday, we're looking at some mixed opinions there. Most analysts are lower than what they projected themselves for the October report, but a lot of them are still a little above what the USDA projected there in October.
Well, if we're in a battle for acres, let's look at the soy-corn spread. And right now, it is 624, 2.5 in favor of the soybeans. Does that spread have to narrow to what?
Well, that spread's going to do whatever it wants to do. That spread's just a conversational piece. I don't think a producer's going to look at that spread and make up his mind on what he's going to do. If you look at that spread's been tremendously both sides of what you mentioned there. I think what the producer's going to look for is where we're at here as we go into early winter on what type of acreage we're going to have. The most popular number is DSO 8 futures around 450. We'll probably buy, keep corn in the mix here. As far as beans go, I think you got to have, some $10 up front here to see where you're at. But it varies tremendously from location to location. If you actually sit down and pencil out $200 cash rent, I know that's cheap for some areas, it still favors corn by about $30 an acre.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City at 807.5, up 1.25. At the Board of Trade, December wheat at 782, now 783, up 4.5. July, 668, down 2. December corn, 375, now 376, down 1. December of next year, 424, down 1.5. November beans, $10, down 1.75. November of next year, 965.5, down 3. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says a wind advisory is in effect for northwestern Illinois from late this morning through early this evening and for the rest of the northern third of Illinois and Indiana this afternoon and early evening today. Windy in all sections. In northern Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy and turning cooler. In central Illinois, a mix of clouds and sunshine. In northern and central Indiana, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers developing during the afternoon. In the south, partly sunny and warm with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon and highs ranging from 50 in far northwestern Illinois to 72 degrees in the far south. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing.